at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, you sang well. Join the choir. Give God a big hand. By the way, talking about the choir, we are still, Pastor Riggs, that 100 people choir. Keep thinking about it. Amen. Bwana asifiwe. We have a lot of choir material in here, but also we have those who are in the group of those who make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor you're looking good. Better than yesterday. And tomorrow. You will shine. In Jesus' name. Meta, meta. Sparkle, sparkle. Shiny, shiny. Wear shades. Give God a big hand. Amen. It is always a pleasure to be in God's house, praising, celebrating, giving, praying together, and hearing God's word. So those who are online, as you join us, thank you for connecting with us. We celebrate you big time. Those in person, those at the pavilion, we celebrate each one of you today. We are reading from the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verse 1 to 11, as we continue to unpack this theme, empowered obedience. And today I'll be speaking about empowered obedience strategy. And so I read this amazing story of Joshua. Now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast of the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the army will go up, everyone straight in." So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, "Take up the ark of the covenant of the Lord and have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it." And he ordered the army, "Advance, march around the city with an armed guard going ahead of the ark of the Lord." When Joshua had spoken to the people, the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing their trumpets, and the ark of the Lord's covenant followed them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priests who blew their trumpets, and the rear guard followed the ark. All this time, the trumpets were sounding. But Joshua had commanded the army, "Do not give a war cry. Do not raise your voices. Do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout." So he had the ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. Then the army returned to the camp and spent the night there. This is God's word, and God's people say it.
Amen.
Amen. We may be seated in God's presence. Shall we pray? Father, we are very expectant because we know the Holy Spirit has a word for us. Every Sunday as we begin the week, we know that, Lord, you have a word that will guide us through the couple of days that are ahead of us. And so, Lord, I just want to appreciate what you're doing this far in the year. And so, Lord, I believe even today, those who are connected to this word, something will connect in the spirit realm in a mighty way for them. And all glory goes back to you. We thank you for hearing our prayer. Holy Spirit, unlock this word for us. Feed our spirit encourage our minds, strengthen our bodies, and may we arise and shine, for our light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. And we have prayed all this in Jesus' name. And God's people say,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Makofi kwa Yesu one more time. Today we are continuing to unpack this message on Joshua. And one of the things you cannot go through Joshua without visiting is the Battle of Jericho. And that was an amazing battle because Jericho was a city that was a gateway into the promised land. You remember that 40 years before that, they had tried to come in, but then they got a bad report, giants in the land, fortified cities, and people got scared, and God said, you're going to go back into the wilderness 40 years. And now 40 years later, they're again on the brink of entering the promised land, but Jericho stands in front of them. I don't know what is standing in front of you as you face God's breakthrough in this month of June. It could be a city called Jericho, and different cities have different entities. When we look at them, you know, for example, when you hear Los Angeles, it has an entity in itself. Talk about Hollywood, talk about entertainment. When you hear cities like Las Vegas, you talk about casinos and all kinds of things. Look at cities like New York, you're talking about business, talking about Wall Street and all those kinds of things. Think about cities like Jerusalem, and you think about the coming reign of Jesus Christ, conflict, all kinds of things. Cities have entities. Nairobi has an entity. What do you think Nairobi stands for? City under the sun. Okay. The city with an expressway. Thank you, Jesus. So cities have an entity of their own. Talk about Cape Town, talk about Cairo, talk about London, talk about these cities of the world. And I want you to know that cities have their entity, and Jericho had an entity of its own. And so in Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, God is talking about this city because he's the one who has brought these people this far. Remember, God had told Joshua, every place your foot treads upon, I have given it to you. So they're facing Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. God is giving them some instructions. And this month we're talking about obedience, 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 obedience. And he's telling them about this city. And God is speaking to your city today in Jesus' name. He says this, now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. The Bavasu says, then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, its kings and its mighty fighting men. In the New King James, it says, men of valor. And so there are cities, but some of those cities are gateways. For example, Jericho was a gateway. And yet it was also fortified. And nobody was going to go through. Some cities are fortified. Cities which are cities of opposition. Okay, they are going to oppose you. You cannot go through. Cities of oppression. Cities of resistance. Cities of bondage. Cities of limitation. But God is saying, I have given you the city. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody today. God is saying, I've given you the city, and it is all relying on your obedience. Bwana asifiwe. Obedience. I received a testimony just this morning about a lady giving a testimony concerning the theme of this theme that God is giving us, empowered obedience. Listen to what she says. She says, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for being my pastor. Thank you. God bless you, my sister. He says, last Sunday, you took us through the theme, Empowered Obedience. The character of was Joshua from the book of Joshua, chapter 1. You declare that we are entering a new season and told us that God can sort us out in 1 year for what could have happened in 40 years, and even prayed for those who had turned 40. Thank you, Jesus. And then she says, I turned 40 years in January. And I'm so happy to be in that category that you prayed for. I started applying for jobs last year because the environment at my place of work had become very toxic, and my boss wanted to get rid of employees who had worked in the organization for so long that now he could be able to employ cheaper labor. I was called for an interview last month by one of the best international NGOs in Kenya for a job that I had applied for, and I did a series of interviews and trusted God for the post. On Friday, the 9th of June, I was informed by the HR of that organization that they had considered me for the role, and they sent me an offer letter with 1 month notice to report by 10th July. God has given me a managerial position. Amen. Tell your neighbor, God is coming through for you. By the way, Pastor Simon, we get excited when God answers prayer. God opens a door for you. And I want to say God is opening a door for you. It doesn't matter what cities are facing you. God is saying, I have given you the city, the king and his mighty men, and you're coming through. And what God was saying is this, I want you to obey. Now, just before Jericho, Joshua had an encounter. And one of the things we need to have is really an encounter with God, our own personal encounters with God. Because sometimes we rely on other people's encounters, and yet God wants you to have a personal encounter with God. Just before Joshua chapter 6, there was Joshua chapter 5. In verse 13, this is what the Bible says. Joshua had an encounter with this person from another world. And I want you to know that we have the spirit world and we have this physical world. Now in that verse, he says this. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man. Now here it says it saw a man, but he looked like a man, but he's an angel. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went up to him and asked, are you for us or for our enemies? Neither, he replied, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, what message does my Lord have for his servant? The commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is holy. And Joshua did so. And that's when you go into chapter 6, verse 1. And you know, when God wants to give you an instruction, God gives you you have an encounter. Now there's a similar story that it also happened to Moses. Moses chapter 3, he's tending the flock, and then he sees a burning bush. He goes to that place. He sees a fire burning. The bush is not being consumed. And then a voice comes out saying, this is holy ground. Remove your shoes. And then the angel of the Lord speaks, gives Moses an instruction, and the rest is history. Joshua is facing the same thing. He's about to enter a city. Maybe he was anxious. Maybe he was worried. Maybe he was saying, God, is it your will for us to take this city? And while he was walking around, he has an encounter with an angel. And the angel said, I'm the commander of the armies of heaven. And guess what? We are invisible, but you have soldiers who are visible. Just know this, you have a backup. I'm talking to somebody, I'm saying, you have a backup. Hallelujah. You have a backup. So as you make these steps of obedience, you have a backup. God is backing you up. You're not fighting alone. Somebody is watching your back. You're coming through in Jesus' name. And so later then Joshua gives his army instructions. And he tells them, by the way, we are going to go around this city. This is what you're supposed to do. And God had already given him those instructions. One of the things I want to say today is this. God has given us his word as his instruction. Let me say that again. God has given us his word, this book. That's what he told Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Think through it. Let it soak you. Like those who cook in the kitchen. Let this book marinate you. Just be marinated by the word. Just let it soak inside you. Because as it gets inside you, when somebody now squeezes you, that's what will come out. Hallelujah. So, as I share about obedience and the strategy God was giving this gentleman, I want to talk about three things. Number one, in terms of the strategy, there was a time to meditate. That's the strategy. A time to meditate. Number two, a time to march. And number three, a time to make sound. So there were three things that needed to be done. First of all, meditate. A time to be quiet. A time to be silent. Secondly, a time to march. And thirdly, a time to make sound. That's God's strategy. Tell your neighbor, it's God's strategy. And you know, when you have an encounter with God, sometimes, Pastor Simon, sometimes when we have an encounter with God and God reveals to us something amazing and we are just, it's just, God just touches us, we want to immediately tell everybody. And God is saying, don't tell everybody. Just let it marinate inside you. Just let it soak inside you. And so Joshua knows that his soldiers would want to go into Jericho immediately. So he gives them instructions. He says, you're going to go around the city. How many times? Let me ask again. So tell your neighbor, be still. Joshua told his soldiers, each day you're going to go around the city how many times? Okay. So now let me just read the Bible again. Okay. Now verse 3 says this. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. So let me ask again. Joshua was telling his soldiers, you're going to go around this city how many times in a day?
Once.
Just once. Some people estimate that Jericho was about an average of 20 acres. It's not such a big, it's like Westlands, all right? So it's not just that, it's not like Nairobi. It was like Westlands. So go around the city once. That was the first instruction. Then he said, as you go once, don't make any noise. Okay, that is in verse 10. So let me read verse 10. In verse 10, he says this. Joshua 6:10. But Joshua had commanded the army, do not give a war cry. Let me read it in the New King James version here. It says this. New King James. Okay. Now, Joshua had commanded the people saying, you shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout. Then you shall shout. So that was the second thing. He said, number one, don't make noise. Number two, walk, march around the city. And then he says, on the last day, do what? Shout. So those are the three things. Number one, meditate. In other words, be quiet. And you can imagine these soldiers. Soldiers were used to making noise. They make noise. They are macho guys. They are powerful guys. They are ready to fight. And especially, you know, when you're going to war, you psych yourself. You're coming out of the gym or coming out of the locker, and you've psyched yourself. Then you're ready to fight. Then you're told, today you go marching quietly. And that needed discipline. And you can imagine they went around walking. They're quiet. They're not talking to each other. By the way, the people on the walls, the walls were huge. And they're out there shouting at them. These people are quiet, but the guys on the fortified walls are shouting at them. Hey, look at you. Oh, what are you doing? Come on, talk to us. And they were even maybe throwing eggs at them. Hello? But they were quite a distance, so they could not have thrown arrows and hit them. But these guys just walked quietly, And then can you imagine when they went home, Pastor Simon, and their wives asked them, what happened today? And they remember Joshua told them to do what? To keep quiet. Because if they went home and their wives started talking to them, and they started saying, ah, can you imagine what Joshua told us? And Joshua told us, and we walked just around, and those wives would have created problems. If you're sitting next to your wife, celebrate her, because God is a good God. Hallelujah. So just don't talk, because I want you to meditate. I want you to marinate and just believe. Begin to align your mind to the mind of God. That's what silence was for. The Bible says this in Isaiah 55 verse 8 about really getting to understand the thought of God. And the Bible says this, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. And then he says in verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And God knows that many times our minds are not thinking about his things. And so he told them, keep quiet. Meditate on God. Begin to see that God is bigger than this fortified city. Begin to think that God is able to give you this city. He has already said, I'll give you the city. Now, don't doubt it. Don't talk to your neighbor. By the way, as they were walking, and you know some of them are friends, as they were walking, they also told, don't talk to one another. Just be quiet. Meditate. Believe in God. Let God touch your heart. Let God be the one to psych you up. Don't let circumstances psych you up. You know, just trust God. Just believe God. You remember the Bible says, you know, you shall meditate on his law day and night. Meditate on the word of God. And many times, that's one thing we don't do. We don't sit and meditate on the word of God. For example, meditate on Isaiah 46 verse 1. Now let me read that. And you just meditate on it and think through it. And the Bible says this. Psalms 46 verse 1. That psalm is amazing. It calms you down when you're facing such a challenge. And it says this. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. You're just meditating on that. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within us. And you can say, God is within me. You know, God is within me. I will not fall. God will help me at break of day. Verse 6, and you're still meditating. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. And then verse 7, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Verse 8, he says, come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. Verse 9, he makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. The next statement, he breaks the bow, shatters the spear, he burns the shield with fire. He says, what? Be still. Hey, stop agitating. Stop running in your head. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. Can you see how many times he has repeated that? He says, Asiko peke yangu, God is with me. God is with me. And so as they were walking, God is with me. God is with me. These guys, let them shout. They're already ours. Hallelujah. We have already taken the battle. I've already gotten this job. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, I've already gotten this job. I'm talking to somebody. I've already gotten this job. I've already gotten that resource. That money I've been waiting for a long, I've already gotten it. You know, you're meditating in your head. You know, this sickness is already healed in Jesus' name. You know, you're meditating that. You know, the doctor has given you a bad report, but you're walking around meditating. You're not telling everybody about the bad report. You're not running from an uncle to an auntie to Pastor Simon to Pastor Ambrose, and you're giving them a bad report. No, you're just meditating and saying, the Lord is my shield. The Lord is my battle. The Lord is my healer. The Lord is my restoration. By the time you come to Pastor Simon and Pastor Ambrose, you are so charged with who God is, so that when they pray in agreement with you, it is a done deal. I'm saying it is a done deal. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There's a lady the other day when we were celebrating grandmothers, and she came to me later. She says, Pastor Ambrose, me, I'm not a grandmother. I want to be a grandmother. Please pray now in Jesus' name that my son will get a wife and will get children in Jesus' name. And in fact, I need about 4 of them. Hallelujah. I told her, you'll be a sho-sho. You will be a sho-sho. So don't help God in that process. Go telling your son, see, Kiza, you cannot be walking around like this. You don't tell your daughters, and many of our girls also told that. Listen, get a husband, and if you don't get a husband, just get somebody to give you a baby. True? I'm talking to you. Just look at the ladies, the mamas, just look at one of them, because they may be culprits. Just look at them. They look very innocent. You know, you want to help God in this process. Let me tell you this. God wants you to meditate and just believe that God is able. You tell that, go. And of course, in this era and this season where ladies are getting children and they don't care about husbands, they don't want husband to support them. They are career women. They are doing well. Everything is fine. All they need is a baby. They don't need a husband. Or sometimes they go get a sperm donation. They get children and life goes on. Am I talking to a foreign church? And it's not bad to help yourself get a baby, but I want you to know that there's a God who is able to come through for you. There's a God who is able to open doors for you. That God, there's a God. Yes, you can use your own parts and get your own children, do it your own way, but just remember, there is a God who wants to glorify himself. And of course, we know that there are people also who have challenges just getting pregnant. And so there are ways of being able to help them get pregnant and things like that. But with all that in place, and you're facing a city that is fortified, a door that is closed, God is saying, march around the city quietly. Meditate on my word. Believe my word. And sometimes it can be tiring. Because can you imagine, they did that for how many days? 6 days. Go once, be quiet. Go another time, be quiet. Go another time. But a whole week, they're not talking. Nothing is happening. Joshua is saying, nobody speaks. Then the last day they went how many times? I'm still talking to you. The last day they went how many times? 7 times. And at the 7th time, Joshua said, gave the signal. But that first part of what I'm telling you is this: meditate, marinate, let God's word sink inside you, because this is the word that will uphold you in the days to come. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. Another good verse to meditate on is Psalms 27. Psalms 27 is a good verse to meditate on. Let me just read the first few verses. The first few verses are saying this. The Lord is my... Okay, let me read it again. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The next verse says, the Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And then he says, verse 2, when the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. The next verse, though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. Then verse 4, one thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord, be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. That's an amazing chapter. Just meditate on it, marinate in it. God will cause, fight your battles, because the battle is whose? Is the Lord. So look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, a time to meditate. Amen. Don't spend your time meditating on the headlines of newspapers. That's what you rush to read. Read. The moment you wake up in the morning, open the newspaper, look at the headlines, you start having anxiety, panic attacks. You turn the next page, go to read about that page of about the world. This is what is happening in the Middle East. This is what's happening in this. You have more heart attacks. Then you go immediately to the obituaries to find out who died. One day you'll find your own face in that obituary. You'll get shocked. I say, hey, people are dying, Bana. People are dying. The beautiful ones are dying. The handsome ones are dying. You know, and you start having these panic attacks. Let me tell you this. When you wake up in the morning, you know, just wake up and say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Don't go to the mirror and look at yourself and start looking at the wrinkles in your face. Oh, Jehovah. Jehovah. Mwadhani wakwa. Go to this word. Meditate on it. This word will lift you up. That doesn't mean you're ignoring the circumstances of the earth, but this word will give you perspective. This word will give you perspective. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. But secondly, not only were they told to be quiet, they were also told to do something, to march. So you don't just sit there meditating the rest of your life. There's a time to arise and shine, for your light has come. So they were told to walk. So they started walking. They did something. Tell your neighbor, after you have meditated, do something. Tell them, when you have been marinated in the word of God, take action. Tell them, I'm giving you time to talk to them. Hallelujah. Tell them, talk to them. Take action. And you take action, not according to what people are saying. Take action to what God has revealed to you. He is a revealer of secrets. He knows what you need to do when you need to do it. I remember one time, and in Kitambo, my early days, you know, those days when I had just become a pastor, just gotten married, and I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't have cash. But there was something pressing that I needed money ASAP. I needed money quickly. So I thought of my friends. I thought who could give it to me. I thought. And I didn't want to borrow. I wanted to be given. Tell your neighbor, that is a good strategy. I didn't want to borrow. So I'm praying. I'm saying, God, who can give me money? God, who can give me money? And though it was stressing me and the need is just approaching me. The days are just coming. Dig, 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 dig. And I don't know what to do. And then God said, Ambrose, just calm down. Don't let this be the biggest thing in your life. Every time you think about it, money, 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 money. Meditate on me. Meditate on me, because I can give you money anytime. But stop looking at the money. Look at me. Be still, be still, be still, be still. And then I said, but God, what do I do? What do I do? So that moment when I got still, and then I asked God, God, how do I get that money? Just asked him. Just like that, he said, ask your best man. I said, you know, we had not talked with my best man for a long, quite some time. He says, ask your best man. I said, okay. I never thought that direction. So I called him. I said, you know, and you know, you start, you don't just ask immediately. And you don't go spiritually. My brother, the Lord has revealed unto me that you are the person to give me this money. No, you don't talk like that. Some of us are like that. We become spiritual. So anyway, we talked. I said, Maze, hi, Ken, how are you? How are things? Things are going fine. By the way, Ken, I need 20K. And it's not borrowing. I need 20K. You have to be clear. Thank you, Jesus. And I didn't tell him, God told me to ask you. No, I just said, I need 20K. And he said, when do you need it? He says, I need it today. He said, Sawa, we'll meet in church. I'll bring it to you. Just like that. Big mountain. Boom, gone. But God told me what to do. Come on, give God a big hand. And that was Kitambo, not the other day, which means the 20K could be actually 100K at this time. And he said, Ambrose, don't worry about it. You use it. Now, I'm not, after this service, don't go looking for your best man and your best mate and say, by the way, the Lord has just been gracious. We have received a word from church. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just saying, if you're still enough, God will tell you what to do, how to do it, who to connect to, and you will find that he already went ahead of you. And then remember this, just obey, because some of us make obedience to be such a difficult task. The Bible is very simple when it gives us instructions. Just simple instructions. But most of the time, we just don't do those instructions. And then when a big day comes, when we actually need God to direct us, God is telling us, I've been telling you some other small instructions. You're not doing them. For example, God says, tithe. Then it takes you 2 years to even start. Now, don't be quiet. I'm just saying... That's a small instruction. Tithing is a small instruction. And by the way, you don't have to give 10% if you don't have it. At least start with 1%. Then give 2%. Have what we call baby steps. The 10% is the minimal, but God is saying, take baby steps. If you can give 2%, give 2%. That's a baby step. Then give 3%. Before you know it, you're in 5%. Before you know it, you are 10%, which is just the minimal. But because the momentum is already ongoing, thank you, Jesus. You start going, but instead you start giving excuses. The 10% is not in the New Testament. It was in the Old Testament. You start arguing with God with such things. Then you start all saying, is it gross? Is it net? What? Why are you talking to God like that? Just obey. Tell your neighbor, just obey. If you want to start with net, fine. Just start with net and keep going. God will reach you somewhere. Sometimes you don't have resources, you don't have anything. Sometimes you don't even have money. And sometimes, let me tell you this, you can give God in material ways. Sometimes you just bring a bag of flour, bring it here. Sometimes just bring a shirt, you know, just a new shirt and say, this is a tithe to the Lord. Just bring it here. Pastor Simon will wear the shirt. But I'm telling you, just... Pastor Simon, we're talking another mob. Just find out his neck size and things like that. But listen to me, we can give in many ways. Don't quama on just cash and things like that. But you see, as you give, and it is an obedience, God gives back to you a good measure, pressed down. And doors begin to open. Just simple instruction. And then when you obey, don't obey reluctantly, obey willingly. Just be willing. Don't let anybody push you. If you go to church as well, somebody's telling you, Now the Lord is going to give you a miracle. The Lord is going to give you a miracle. And this miracle only requires you to give 10,000 Kenya shilling, not less, 10K. When you hear a statement like that, please, if you can leave that church immediately. Ah, yes, come on. Just leave. Miracles are not for sale. Amen? Amen. At, if you need a prayer from pastor, this particular need here, for the pastor to release that anointing, it is 20K. Look at that pastor. Don't rebuke him. Just leave. You are in the wrong place. Bana sifiwe. But be willing. Let me read this verse for you very quickly as we prepare to wind up this message. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. It's a good verse. You know verse 18. But this is what verse 19 says. Verse 19 says, it says, if you are what? Willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. All you have to do is to be what? Willing. Just a willing heart. Let me read this verse. 2 Chronicles 29, verse 31. Talked about a willing heart. And the children of Israel were being encouraged to have a willing heart. This is what it says. 2 Chronicles 29, verse 31. The Bible says this. 2 Chronicles 29, 31. All right? Okay, let me read it. Okay, then Hezekiah said, you have now dedicated yourselves to the Lord. Come and bring sacrifices and thank offerings to the temple of the Lord. So the assembly brought that. I think I'm missing. Okay, there it is. Okay, and thank offerings to the temple of the Lord. So the assembly brought sacrifices and thank offerings. And all whose hearts were what? Willing brought burnt offerings. They just are willing. Tell your neighbor, willing. Another verse is Exodus 35, verse 22. They were willing. The Bible says this. Exodus 35, 22. They were encouraged to give. And this is what they were told. All who are willing, men and women alike, came and brought gold jewelry of all kinds. And then it gives the specifics. But there was a gentleman who was really not willing, but he needed a miracle. Let me read that story for you. This is Naaman the leper. The Bible says this in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. Naaman the leper, just obey, be willing. Don't fight with God. It says, now Naaman was a commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had what? Leprosy. The amazing thing is there was a little girl who gave him a solution. You know, solutions can come from anybody. Look at this. Now, bands of raiders from Aram had gone out and had taken captive a young girl from Israel. And she served Naaman's wife. And she said to her mistress, if only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his what? Of his leprosy. Okay, now fast forward that to verse 8. The Bible says this in verse 8, very quickly. When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his robes, he sent him this message. Why have you torn your robes? Have the man come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, just simple instruction. Tell your neighbor, simple instruction. This was the instruction. Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed. But Naaman went away angry and said, I thought. Now, he already had a thought pattern in his head. He said, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot, and cure me of my leprosy. Then he said, look at the next verse. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed? So he turned and went off in a rage. Tell your neighbor, kiburi ni mbaya. So Naaman's servants went to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, Would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed? That's simple. So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan. How many times? Seven times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Simple obedience. Tell your neighbor, obedience is simple. Hallelujah. Simple. This guy who had been blind for a long time came to Jesus. John chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Jesus gives him an instruction. Very quickly. Jesus gives him an instruction. He says, after saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva. Can you imagine somebody putting saliva on your eyes? And you get upset. What is this? Made some mud with saliva and put it on the man's eyes. And then the command, go, he told him. Wash in the pool of Siloam. This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I know sometimes the Lord may tell you something and it may seem so simple and you wonder why. These children of Israel went around seven times going and going. But let me tell you this, that was their path to breakthrough. I'm saying obedience is your path to breakthrough. Hallelujah. But let me give you the last point here. Because let me tell you this, this month you will have something to shout about. Come on, somebody. This month you're going to have something to shout about. Because you have meditated. You have marched. But this time you want to give a sound. You want to shout. Because God has something for you to shout about. Some time ago, there was a lady who came to me and talked about writing a book. And she said, Pastor, pray for me. I'm writing this book. This lady is in the marketplace. She's an HR expert. She's a development specialist, a coach, a facilitator, a trainer, many things. But she was just our immediate chair of the women's ministry. Her name is Josephine Kimai. And this lady came and said, Pastor, I want to write a book. I said, go ahead, write it. It's about things about the marketplace. And then when she finished, she said, Ambrose, I want you to put a foreword in it. And so I did. She just obeyed what God had told her. Maybe she marinated in the, she let the word of God soak into her, and God began to give her instructions, says, hey, you're an expert in this area. Why don't you put your thoughts into a book? And let me tell you this, the discipline of putting your thoughts into a book is not easy. It can be very difficult. And some of us have tried writing. It's not an easy thing. But let me tell you this, if God has directed you, just start. I'm not just talking about writing. Many other areas in your life, some of you, maybe God told you, you can learn how to play a musical instrument. Just start. Of course, some of you know, I know you play musical instruments. And that is just turning your TV on, turning your radio on. Those are musical instruments. Tell your neighbor, amen. I'm talking about playing the piano, talking about being like Alex. Alex likes speaking. His voice is an asset. And some of you have those voices. And you practice in front of your mirror and things like that. And our wonderful girls who do that in the intro and outro. You know, you never know. Your voice can earn you a lot of money. Somebody missed that. I'm saying your voice can earn you a lot of money. Your talent can open doors for you that no man can shut. But when you just sit with it and just sit with it. Josephine went ahead and wrote a book. And this book is here. It is called Evolve. So Evolve. And some of you may say, Josephine, nani? Josephine, please stand. That's Josephine Kimai. She's written a wonderful book, and one of the things it says there, and I just said I will read it for us. It says this, the insights in this book will help those who are working and those who have lost their jobs to deal with the inertia of stagnation, the shock and the destabilizing effects of jobs and job losses. Through it, you will learn effective and proven strategies to build, to rebuild, and become great. It is time to evolve and unlock that latent potential in you. And she put that in a book. And this book is available. Let's appreciate her. Let's congratulate her in Jesus' name. Amen. This book is available in our bookshop after this service. Please get yourself a copy. If you didn't have money today, it will be there during this week at the men's conference and even next Sunday during Father's Day. And just get a book. And when you get it, read it. Because sometimes people get books and they don't read them. Read the book. Read the book. Read the book. Hallelujah. Evolve. Amen. In the first service, I gave copies to people who are celebrating their wedding anniversary. Did I say this month? Okay, or today? Anybody celebrating anniversaries today? A wedding anniversary? You have a gift from Pastor Ambrose. Don't say you're having a potential anniversary. I'm just saying. and if you're having any anniversary, or this month of June. Okay, there you are. All right. Anybody else? Okay. Wamejitokeza. God bless you. All right. And if you are in the pavilion, I'm also talking to you. If you're online, you're quite a distance. And I just want to bless you in Jesus' name. After the service, please, you guys, get a copy of this book. I'll buy it for you in Jesus' name. But I conclude by saying this. Let me read Joshua 6, verse 16. And let me tell you, Josephine, you're going to have something to shout about. You're going to have something to shout about in Jesus' name. Those of you who put your meditation into action, God is going to give you something to shout about. Joshua 6, 16 and 20, we close with this statement. The seventh time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the army and he said, remember, they have not talked, they have not said anything. Their energies are ready. And now they said, he told them, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Amen. Then go to verse 20. Verse 20, the Bible says this. When the trumpets sounded, the army shouted. And at the sound of the trumpet, when the men gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So everyone charged straight in and they took the city. Hallelujah. You're going to take the city. I'm saying you're going to take the city. I'm saying you're going to take the city. I'm saying you're going to take the city. Come on, somebody. I'm saying you're taking the city. Jesus' name. I don't know what city you're facing, but God has given you that city. You're going to have something to shout about. Hallelujah. Oh, but you say, you know, I don't have the background. No. You have a great God. You have a great God. Paki, you have a great God. In Jesus' name. And some of you, we celebrate you because you support this ministry in many ways, through your giving, through your presence, even through very difficult economic times. You still give and you still serve the Lord. And I want to say this, together, Pastor Simon, speaking to you now, I'm saying, you will have something to shout about in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor. See if they have the ability to shout. Just some of them in soprano, alto, bass. The guys are saying, I know. I have something to shout about. You're going to have something to shout about. This job you've been looking for, you're going to have it. Amen. This country you're planning to go, you're going to go. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. You walk around with a passport that has not been stamped. How many of you have passports that have never been stamped? They've never been stamped. Yani, you've never gone out of the country. Now, let me give you an advice. Namanga is not very far. The opportunity of just going across and coming back, Let me see your hands again, because I want to tell you something. My sister, my little girl, you have a passport. It is not stamped. Which country do you want to go? You want to go to Canada? Do you know which city? Where? Toronto. Okay. You will go to Toronto. In Jesus' name. How? We don't know. Did I see a hand here? Okay, back there. Where do you want to go? America. America is big. Somewhere there. Texas. That big state. Okay. May the Lord open our door. Alex. Where do you want to go, Alex? Canada. Now, how many of these people, how many want to go to Canada? We need to go to talk to the Canadian embassy very quickly. Just show your hands, because they are seeing you online. We are going to take this video to them, because they have to give you open doors. Now, let me talk to you, Ambassador of Canada in Kenya, in Jesus' name. The members of Parklands Baptist Church would like to come to Toronto. They would like to come to Canada. Honorable Your Excellency Ambassador, please take note. This pastor is asking on their behalf that you open that door in a big way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, that door may be open for you. Now, which other place? Kino. Oh, Australia. Okay. Good. So this is what you're going to do, because this is an instruction. Next Sunday, please come with your passport. Amen. Because we're going to pray for that breakthrough. Amen. In Jesus' name. I've already given that appeal. We just need a, God is going to just amaze you in Jesus' name. And therefore you're going to have something to shout about. Hallelujah. And don't go create problems in Canada, because I've opened that door for you. Then they call me Pastor Ambrose. Your member, Sarah Atieno, is giving us many problems here in Canada. Amen. You are good, guys. Now, please stand on your feet, because the walls of Jericho are about to come down. Amen. I'm saying the walls of Jericho are about to come down. Amen. The walls of Jericho are coming down for you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Now, if you're in a position, lift up your hands and give God a big hand and tell him thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's give God a shout. Glory! May you have something to shout about. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. A time to meditate. A time to march. A time to make sound. When that time comes, may God be glorified. May God be glorified. One more big hand. Amen. As I pray for us, remember that Father's Day is coming next Friday, next Sunday. We have a men's week this week. And one of the booklets we have given out before, it's this booklet, Destiny, the Father's Destiny Blessings. And I'm just making an appeal now to you. Maybe you have this copy, but there are people who don't have this copy. And I'd like you to be that door where they can get these copies and you distribute them. This one of these is just 100 shillings. And we'd like some of these things to go out far and wide. You can purchase 50 copies, 100 copies. Just give them out. You never know. Somebody's life may be changed. Bwana asifiwe. Please, we want you to get time and interact with this book. If you want to talk to Josephine, she's around and she can tell you more. And we give God the glory and all the praise. Somebody's coming back with a testimony next Sunday. I'm saying somebody is coming back with a testimony next Sunday. Amen. Twasema asante. Twasema asante. Twasema asante. Pokea sifa zetu Bwana, pokea sifa zetu Bwana, pokea sifa zetu Bwana, ewe Mungu. Twasema
asante,
twasema
asante, ewe Mungu wangu.
Father, we are thanking you. Why don't you take a minute just to say, Lord, thank you. Thank God. Thank God for His word. Thank God for His instructions. Thank God for His goodness, His faithfulness. Just thank God. May you have a heart of gratitude. Father, we bless you. We honor you. There's no God like you. Thank you for your words. And like Joshua, he gave instructions. And when those instructions were obeyed, the walls of Jericho came down. May we learn to meditate on your word. May we learn to take action. And Lord, may we have that opportunity to shout, to give the angel signal that it is the time for you to move. And for somebody this afternoon, we have already given a shout, and your walls are coming down in the name of Jesus. Doors are opening where they could not open before. Opportunities are coming where there were none. Somebody is having a miracle where there seemed to be no miracle. Somebody is receiving a healing. Somebody's experiencing a restoration. Yes, even that cancer will be reversed in the name of Jesus Christ. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what we ask or imagine. Oh Lord, remember Kenya. Remember this nation, Jehovah God. Even through the challenges that we may be facing currently, Lord, you have stood with this nation before. Stand with us now. Stand with us in the days to come. Lord, this is your nation. These are your people. This city of Nairobi is yours, and all the cities in this country. Dear God, just like you are with the children of Israel, and you said, I have given you this city. Lord, give us this nation. Give us this city. And dear Lord, may it align with your mind. May it march under your instructions. And may we have something to shout about, something to glorify your name about. And so, Lord, we give you praise and we give you thanks. If you believe what I've said, you better say, I receive it. I take it. It is my portion. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. Now give God another big hand and celebrate Him in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As I prepare to release us, I want you to remember many people who are traveling out of the country. One of those people is Martha. Martha is traveling to the UK. She's going to London tomorrow. Basically to go visit Pastor Washira's wife, Joy. Because they're very good friends. And Joy is recovering in the hospital. Martha is going to see her. So pray for her as she goes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And many others will be traveling. I'll be traveling later this month to the US. I'll be giving you some details later. But we thank God for the opportunities that God has given us. Amen. So, lift up your hand as I release us with a blessing. Amen. Father, we thank you. And now I decree and declare this blessing to all of us online, in the pavilion, right here in the sanctuary. I decree and declare that your city has already been taken. God has given you the city. There may be opposition, there may be oppression, there may be just a challenge of limitation, but today, God has taken over your battle. God has taken over your battle. And so I release us with this blessing, and I decree and declare to you, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord do you good this coming week. I declare that your Monday is blessed. Your Tuesday is blessed. Your Wednesday is blessed. Your Thursday is blessed. Your Friday is blessed. Your Saturday is blessed. Sunday, you're coming back with a testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. And so I bless you in the name of the Father. I bless you in the name of the Son. I bless you in the name of the Holy Spirit. And God's people say,
amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And you, yani you, I'm talking to you. You shall dwell in God's house, in God's favor, in God's goodness, in God's abundance, in God's breakthrough. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. You are blessed to be a blessing. You are favored to be favorable. You are lifted to lift others. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Have a great week in Jesus' name. Shalom.